August, what we're going to be doing is a mini-series on Psalm 23, and we're going to talk about it in three sections. Have you noticed that London is a very, very busy, noisy city? There's lots of pressure in London, and we live in an uncertain world as well. There's always seems to be something happening somewhere that leads us to feel uncertain about maybe our futures. And Psalm 23 offers a powerful invitation to us in the midst of that stuff. A shepherd who says, I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to care for you, and I'm going to walk with you through even the highlights of life and the darkest valleys, and I'm going to fill your life with my goodness, God says in Psalm 23, and I'm going to pursue you to do you good. And so this three-part series is about exploring the deep peace and security and hope that comes as we trust that God is our good shepherd, and that from being filled with the reality of his goodness will actually overflow his presence everywhere we go, because we'll be people of deep peace and security, knowing wherever I go, the Lord is my shepherd. So Psalm 23, we're just going to look at the first three verses, and it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. So we had a great holiday in France, just got back. And so we've loaded the car, we've checked the house, we've got fuel in the car, we're on our way. And Rochelle was saying as she was driving, this car does not feel normal. It's pulling to the left. It's just pulling to the left, and the sensible thing would have been to pull over and check, but I didn't suggest that. I actually looked at ChatGPT. What would you do? Which is a worrying sign of our age. Maybe checking the car would have been better. But we just carried on. And so we've gone on from the M25 onto the M20. Michelle said, it not seems to be pulling so much. But you know on the M20, there's that moment where there's two carriageways and there's no hard shoulder and it's a concrete road.
Yes.
And we're listening to music. And the car inside is getting noisier and noisier and noisier until the girls say, this is not normal. Yeah, it's not normal. So Rochelle pulls onto the side. There's no hard shoulder. Cars are zipping past us on the right, and they're going past, and there's lorries on the other side. So we got out, tried to get into a safer place, and thinking, what on earth do we do? The tire had gone. It was completely shredded. It was just sitting there, and there was no way in the world that you could safely get around it and jack it up and put a new tire on. Impossible. You just would have got whacked by a car. Rochelle's slowing the traffic down. We're all standing there, and suddenly a police car appeared, went past, reversed, and basically blocked and slowed down the traffic, and flashing blue lights, shielding us from danger from this side, and even helped us change the tire, and we got to the train on time.
Wow.
So, with Psalm 23 in action, God was shepherding us, he was providing us, he was leading us, he was caring for us, and he was watching over us. The Lord is my shepherd. Here's the truth. Before we went, I didn't pray for every single eventuality. I didn't. We were busy packing the car, checking the house. I'm not going through a thing of God safe travels. It's not on my mind at all. When the tire burst and we're out of the car, I wasn't praying, God, give a solution. I need some help. What are you going to do? We need you. I'm actually trying to log into my RAC account, thinking RAC will come. And the amazing thing is that God didn't answer and shepherd us because I've ticked every single spiritual box before. So he was my shepherd, our shepherd, in our moment of actual danger, because he is the shepherd. And he didn't say, actually, I'm just going to leave you to your own devices because you didn't pray in a certain way in that moment. He was just faithful to his name.
Beautiful.
In that moment.
Beautiful.
Because the truth is, when you're in a crisis, you're thinking, actually, I'm on alert. Rochelle's slowing the traffic down, keep the girls safe. Where's the safest place to be? What are we going to do?
Yes.
They're all natural human responses.
Yes.
But sometimes we can think and feel, God is only responsive to me if I do certain spiritual disciplines, tick all the boxes, then I'm safe. No, we are safe because he's our shepherd. So his care is not grounded in our performance. His care and provision and support and love and attention is not rooted in our performance, but David is saying in this psalm, it's rooted in his unchanging nature.
Beautiful.
He says, he guides me along right paths for his name's sake. Now, sometimes people say, oh, is God self-indulgent? Because it's all about his glory and his renown and his reputation. But actually, that's our greatest confidence in life. He is fundamentally committed to the display of his glory in all the earth. He's 100% committed to filling the whole cosmos with the reality of his weight, worth and splendor. And because of that, he is absolutely 100% committed to you and to me. He is motivated to show off his faithfulness so that his reputation as the unchanging, immutable, good God is on display through the lives of men and women across the earth. He is absolutely unwavering in his commitment. That's why nothing can separate us from the love of God, not the future, not the past, not darkness. Nothing can separate us because he is absolutely committed to displaying his glory, his worth, his splendor through our lives.
Amen.
So even when sheep are weak, even when sheep are undeserving, like Rob was reading out, each of us has turned away from God and gone to our own way. When he sees us in our worst possible condition, he always maintains and continues in his role as the good shepherd. All his good activity towards us is ultimately dependent upon his faithfulness, character, and nature. David says, my shepherd, this one who's committed to his glory and in his renown. David is saying, he's my shepherd, not just the shepherd, my shepherd. This is a possessive term.
Yes.
This king, this glorious creator, all powerful, all knowledgeable, unfathomable in his wisdom, is my shepherd.
Amen.
He's mine, David is saying. This is personal.
Amen.
This is intimate. This is language of belonging. My shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Not just the shepherd of the flock. He's my shepherd. I have, you have his absolute full attention, focus and care in this moment. Because that's who he is and he's yours. He doesn't just have his attention on you when you have your attention on him. His attention on you is all the time.
Amen.
The joy, the peace, the wonder is when we realize that he's my shepherd, his attention is on me. So any time I turn my attention towards him, I see him, he's there, I recognize his presence. The Lord is always present. The question is, am I always present for him? Not is he present for me?
Amen.
Unchanging, immutable God is always present. Am I present for him? It's a present tense reality. He's with you now.
Amen.
He'll be with you in the next moment. He'll be with you when the tire bursts and you think, I never planned that. That was not in my thinking. He's with you in each and every moment. And we're going to see next week, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You're with me even when it's really dark and challenging. He's my shepherd in this moment, not God on a retainer. Have you ever heard that? You companies who have HR on a retainer, they're not part of the company, or accountants on a retainer. They're someone they can call when they need them. They're not part of the company infrastructure. They're not in all the meetings. They're on a retainer. Is God like just on a retainer for you? You kind of think, most of life I can do without him, but it's good to know he's available when there's an emergency.
Amen.
Or is he somebody you say is my shepherd? He's mine. This is intimate. This is personal. I belong to him. And in that sense, David is saying, you belong to me.
Yes.
Not in a putting God down, but that's the glory of Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. Now, if God is a shepherd to David, David is saying then he must be a sheep. So to enjoy the benefits of serenity or peace or having a life of hopeful expectation and rest, it demanded and required David needed to see himself first as a sheep. He needed to embrace the reality of his own frailty, his own powerlessness, his own need of God. Sheep are interesting creatures, so sheep are easily frightened and panicked. If you've ever walked into a field with sheep, they just run away from you, don't they? They've actually got a really poor sense of direction. We went on a holiday in North Wales when we were 11 into a little chapel in the Welsh Northern Mountains. And the sheep, and we also walked on the beach, and this sounds a bit gross, there were sheep on the beach because they'd wandered off the cliff. Sheep are prone to wander because they have no real sense of direction. They're not like pigeons, they don't have a homing ability to know where to go. So they've got unwise grazing habits. They'll go right to the edge of the cliff and then they fall off the cliff because they just don't have any sense of direction. But they're really social animals. They want to be together and they find comfort being together. But they kind of, none of them can direct one another because they just, anything happens, they all run off. And they're really defenseless. Sheep have no sharp teeth. All they have is teeth for chewing grass, and they've got no claws. And so David is saying, I'm a sheep. If I didn't have you, I would wander. If I didn't have you, I would go looking for food in all the wrong places. If I didn't have you as my shepherd, I'd walk and find myself wandering off the top of a cliff and falling over, and that would be the end of me. I'm defenseless. If I didn't have you, I'd be utterly defenseless. So it's a comforting reality to have God as your shepherd. You know, sometimes people say, I'm really scared of darkness. I'm really scared of the demonic. I'm really scared that I could be attacked. I'm really scared that I could go off the rails. I'm really scared about the future. I'm really scared about the past. So David is not living in that kind of timidity. He's saying, actually, the reason I'm strong, the reason I'm bold, the reason I'm courageous, the reason I'm confident is because the Lord is my shepherd. And I know on my own I could wander off. And he accepts his neediness, he accepts his vulnerability, he accepts his powerlessness. But that's not a small-minded position. He says, but the Lord is my shepherd. So I don't need to be impressive. I can renounce my pride. I can renounce my independence. I don't have to be self-sufficient. Don't have to make it all happen. I don't need to know all the answers. I don't need to know everything that's going to happen. I don't need to have it all lined up. and see it from A to B to D to E. I don't need that. I can be in the humility of not knowing. I can be in the humility of not understanding. I can be in the humility of not being in control, because I'm a sheep. I'm a sheep. And sheep don't need to know. So we were created to live entirely dependent on someone wiser, stronger, and more attentive than ourselves. Let me say the fundamental bottom line issue of all of humanity is, it was read by Rob, we've gone off and gone our own way.
Beautiful.
That's really the fundamental
Amen.
Issue. That from Genesis 3, when they got tempted, you can be just like God and know good and evil. We can be like God. That's the wandering off. We'll be our own shepherd.
Yes.
We'll be the own captain of our own ship. We'll be our own leader. And God says, no, come on back. That's what to repent, really.
That's right.
The fundamental repentance or renouncing or changing your mind is, who is going to be your shepherd? Are you going to be your own shepherd, or are you going to have the Lord being your shepherd? It's true that people say this. They say, no one has hurt you more than you've hurt yourself.
Beautiful.
That's the fundamental. We've all been hurt by people. We've all been let down by people. We've all been disappointed by people. We've all had promises made to us and the promises not kept. But who has systematically hurt you on a daily basis is probably your own choices. It's probably your own focus. Where do you go when you feel sad? Where do you go when you want to numb your pain? Where do you go when you want to find hope? Often we do so much to ourselves. I'm not nullifying and diminishing the pain that we experience from other people, but so often the deepest pain we cause ourselves is because we refuse to surrender to the lordship of the shepherd.
Yes.
That we don't want to be led
yes.
by him, really. We don't
yes.
want to be directed by him. We don't want him to tell us about our time, money, talents, gifts, futures. We want to determine all of that and then
yes.
have him on a retainer and call him in when we're in an emergency.
That's right.
The only way to live... There's an old song, to live happy in Jesus is to trust and obey.
Yes.
Trust
Amen.
And obey. There's no other way to be happy in
Beautiful.
Jesus than to trust and obey. And so many of us want Jesus there, but I don't want to trust him.
That's right.
And I don't want to obey him. So we walk around as directionless, frightened, panicked, sense creatures, defenseless,
yes.
because really we don't have a good shepherd.
That's right.
Because when it all comes down to it, that I'm my shepherd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And finally, he refreshes my soul. David says he doesn't just keep me alive, he makes sure that I flourish.
Yes.
He leads me beside quiet waters. Now, I believe it's the shepherd that it says in the psalm, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he refreshes my soul. Sometimes we say, oh, I lack nothing. That means really the only way the shepherd looks after me is meeting my physical needs. Of course he does. And we can say, yeah, I lack nothing. And so then you have almost a prosperity message where I go for more and more and more stuff so I can prove I've got a shepherd. But I think David is saying, I lack nothing on a deep interior level because I've got the presence of the shepherd. That ultimately he's the source of emotional, mental and psychological
yeah.
refreshment. Now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't want to bless us, and doesn't mean that God isn't interested in shepherding us into different jobs or finding us a better house or dealing with visa issues or healing our body. He shepherds us in all those ways too. But the fundamental, deepest need is to renounce being my own shepherd and turn towards having another shepherd. That's the deepest issue for the human heart is, I'm moving away from shepherding myself. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm trusting and obeying him. Whatever he says goes. It's not a suggestion. It's a command from the Lord. I'm following wherever he goes. He knows better than I do. I'm surrendering to him in every aspect of my life as I walk along, as I realize he's good and he's faithful and he's trustworthy.
Yes.
He's committed to his name. So he's committed to my good. Now I've got a source that won't run dry.
Yeah.
Now I've got streams of living water that I can drink from all the time. And as David goes on, when I go through the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil because your rod and your staff will comfort me. You're with me in the darkest valley. It's not a promise that there's no suffering in life and no difficulty in life,
yes.
but it is a promise of one who is with us, who's causing us to flourish on the internal sense, cares tenderly for timid sheep.
Mm.
So refreshment, strength, new energy isn't something we achieve, and it's not even something we deserve. It's his shepherding of us.
Mm.
He leads me gently beside quiet waters.
Yeah.
He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. What's our part? It's really just saying, you're my shepherd.
Mm.
You're my shepherd. Everything else God is doing, the leading beside quiet waters, the refreshing, the re-energizing, the replenishing, the strengthening, the giving grace and capacity, our part is simply a posture of, I'm devoted to you.
Amen.
I'm just devoted to you.
Amen.
And this is not dependent on me getting it all right. And
that's
even
right.
When I do wander,
yes.
You come after me with your crook.
Beautiful.
And bring me back.
Beautiful.
Even if I do find myself on the edge of a cliff, eating in the wrong place, there's a voice that says, not that way, this way. There's a shepherd who comes after us.
Mm.
There's one who will not let us go. Because I think, just to close on this, it's not, I'm not saying that anything goes.
No.
I'm not saying live any way you want, because there's a shepherd who'll just come after you. But what I'm saying is most Christians do not ask the question, how much can I get away with? I've rarely been asked that question. Most Christians don't come up to me and say, how much sin can I do? I've not been asked that question. Most people are fearful that their performance is not adequate enough to guarantee the attention and care and the protection and the love of God. Most people, their deepest struggle is they just don't know they're deeply loved.
Amen.
All my struggles fundamentally have come down to, I just didn't realize he loved me. The more I realize he loves me, the more I realize that he's faithful, the more I realize that whatever I surrender to him, whatever he gives back is so much better than whatever I surrendered.
Beautiful.
Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you are my shepherd.
Thank you, Lord.
I lack nothing.
Amen.
I pray, Holy Spirit, even in this moment, that you would cause us to lie down near green pastures, that you would lead us beside quiet waters, and that whatever you're carrying right now, let him love you. Let him lead you. Let him take hold of you. Let him refresh your soul in his presence. Just be with him. Let him love on you. He's going to guide you along the right path for his name's sake. Let's pray, Holy Spirit, for revelation of that sense of absolute security that we are the ones held on to. That you're the one who has hold of our hand. You're the one who just won't let go. You're the one who says nothing can separate you from my love for you. And even today, if he's not your shepherd, if you could just say, actually, I just call upon him in an emergency. I don't really know him. I just know he's there when there's an emergency. You know what? He is so good. And he will meet you in emergency moments. I've heard so many stories of God meeting people in emergencies just when they need him. And even though that person will turn away and not want him again, he still meets them in that emergency, and he'll meet them in another emergency. But God isn't wanting just to be an emergency. He wants to be in a relationship with you. He wants to father you. He wants to love on you. He wants you to be in a personal, intimate relationship with himself, where you get to talk to him and get to be with him.
Amen.
And get to enjoy his presence, that you can turn aside at any moment and recognize he was there.
Hallelujah.
All along.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I felt when the car tire burst.
Wow.
I felt that God had been there all along, and then he just coughed and showed himself when the police came. I was there. I knew what I was. I'm there. I didn't cause it to happen. Tires burst. But I was there. I was with you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, God.